Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on October 4 regarding Jahoan, J-H-O-A-N, Amaya, A-M-A-Y-A. Jahoan Amaya is a 35-year-old male who reports he injured his lower back at work on 8/30/17. Pretty was changing and carrying pool filters by himself. Pair these weighed approximately 200 pounds. Pretty believes he injured his lower back as a result and went to the emergency room afterwards, period. He had further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of a herniated disc. Pretty this was treated surgically. Pretty has completed a course of active treatment. Paired new paragraph. As per the record supplied, he received an order approving settlement to be inserted here. He then reopened that claim. Period. He acknowledged reviewing the report of Dr. Baliga from 1/26/19 and Dr. Brill from 1/22/19. Period. He reported numerous widespread symptoms. Period. Paragraph. Treatment records show Mr. Amaya was seen by spine surgeon Dr. Shah on 4/13/21. Period. This was a one-time evaluation for his lumbar spine pain. Period. He was status post left-sided L5-S1 laminectomy and decompression done on 5/14/18. Period. He was last seen on 8/9/18 and had been in the country of Colombia for the past 2 years. Period. Dr. Shah noted he had done surgery on 5/14/18 involving left-sided L5-S1 laminectomy and decompression. Period. On this occasion, he wrote the patient as a somewhat complex picture. Period. Since his last visit, he had a gap in employment and had been in Colombia for the past 3 years. Period. Additionally, he reports that his left ankle has been significantly weak for the last nine months. Period. Dr. Shah could not clearly identify the clear cause of his increased back and leg discomfort. Period. Physical exams are concerning for internal derangement within the lumbar spine. Period. Since last seen, he had significant increase in his weight and had increased weakness in his left lower extremity. Period. He recommended additional diagnostic testing. Period. New paragraph on 7/19/21, Dr. Nod, KNOD, performed an EMG to be inserted here. Period. X-rays and MRI were done on 8/18/21 to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph, the petitioner was then seen by pain specialist Dr. Paul, beginning 5/3/22. Pretty then performed a left L5-S1 facet injection on 5/16/22. Paired Mr. Amaya followed up with Dr. Shah through 12/14/21 when he recommended the aforementioned facet injection. Period. He also believed further work regarding his increased weight, as well as working as a forklift driver, is likely to aggravate his underlying decompressive laminectomy. Period. He saw no role for additional surgical intervention at that point. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper normal, extremities lower. There was non-localizing diminished pinprick sensation in the left lower extremity, but this was intact on the right. Period. Manual muscle testing was cogwheeling for resistant left extensor hallucis longus strength, alpha 4 plus for plantar flexor strength, and 5 minus for left hamstring strength. Period. Strength was otherwise 5/5 in both lower extremities. Cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. He amputated with a limp on the left that he attributed to his back pain. Period. He did not walk on his heels or toes due to a, quote, balance issue, period, end quote. The inspection revealed a midline 1.5-inch longitudinal scar consistent with his surgery but preserved lordotic curve. compared active flexion was to 45 degrees with discomfort. Paired extension and right side bending were full with discomfort. Paired left side bending and bilateral rotation were full. Paired there was superficial tenderness, palpation about the lumbosacral junction, and left parietal musculature. In the absence of spasms, there was none on the right. Supine straight leg raise maneuver on the left at 70 degrees elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Paired there was a positive reverse lip maneuver for symptom magnification. Paired to the right at 90 degrees, no low back or radicular complaints were elicited. Paired he had positive axial loading and trunk torsion maneuvers for symptom magnification. Period. Impressions. On 8/30/17, Joan Amaya injured his lower back at work lifting pool filters. Period. He was seen by Dr. Shah and submitted to surgery as noted above. Period. He returned to Dr. Shah in 2021 after reopening his claim. Paired EMG was done on 7/19/21 to be inserted here. Paired he had a repeat MRI on 8/18/21 to be inserted here. Paired Dr. Schott suggested a facet joint injection that was instilled by Dr. Paul on 5/16/22. Paired no further surgery was done in this matter. Paired new paragraph current examination found there to be a variable range of motion about the lumbar spine. Period. There was cogwheeling weakness and left extensoralis longus strength suggestive of limited volitional behavior. But there was also non-localizing diminished pinprick sensation in the left lower extremity. Period. Neither sitting nor supine straight leg raise maneuvers elicited radicular complaints. He had superficial tenderness in the lumbar spine and positive reverse flip maneuver on the left, axial loading and trunk torsion maneuvers for symptom magnification. He ambulated with a limp on the left, complaining of back pain. He did not use a cane or a walker. New paragraph, there is 10% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back. In my opinion, there is not an increase in the components that led to his previous order approving settlement. He also takes oxycodone, quote, from the streets, end quote. This illicit use of narcotics is obviously inappropriate and reflects inappropriate illness behavior. And that is the end.